for readers who are apprehensive about poetry, I would suggest that that's probably just the right feeling to have, you know, about poetry. How would you approach a poem if you're apprehensive? I guess you'd approach it sort of the similar way as you would approach a new body of water you've just discovered, you know, and maybe it's a really hot day and you're driving along and you find this creek and there's a big hole there below a falls and you're hot and it looks really inviting. So you go down there and you check it out and you don't dive right in, hopefully, or maybe you do. And if you do, hopefully you don't, you know, break your neck. But, you know, you probably just look around for a while and savor the different things you see. And, you know, with a poem, just, you know, start wherever in a book of poems. You don't have to start with page one. You don't have to worry about what it means. Just read it. Let it wash over you. Let it cool you off or heat you up or whatever, you know, it does.